Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rim and Lib. I'm Rim.
I'm Lib.
And we're happy to be here, like always. I don't know what to say at that point other than we're happy to be
here. We're happy to be here. Also, I feel like when I said "and Lib," I was like feeling scared. And I feel like I said "and Lib." Like I sounded as scared and then I couldn't really recover.
Sounded as scared. Well, don't be scared, Libby.
Thanks.
You're shy because we haven't been doing this every
week. I do feel shy.
It really is different.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, because of the fact that we've only been doing every other week, we feel like there's a million things that have happened since the last episode. And so that's what we're actually going to talk about in this episode. We're kind of just going to do a little bit of a catch up.
Yeah.
And talk to you about the things we've been doing because this is our podcast.
This is our podcast.
This is what we want to do.
And we will talk about, there will be some good content in it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it will be a lot of catching up.
Yeah. So what have we been up to, you ask?
Oh, Remedy, we've got to talk about the Martha podcast.
Oh, my gosh. We watched the Martha podcast together. And I couldn't stop talking about it for 3 days.
I went and got my hair.
Everyone.
Yeah, I went and got my hair cut the next day and was talking about it with my hairstylist. Like, it's a universal, like, conversation starter, honestly. You're like, if you just say, have you seen Martha?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh. And then you start talking about it.
Even to guys, I've been talking to them about
really?
It. And they are interested in her. And just...
She's very interesting.
She's an interesting person, for sure.
Okay, so... We almost pulled out the mics after finishing the documentary because we were really having such discussion.
We had so many thoughts.
And part of me regrets it. But here's the thing. This is the thing that I will say about it. I have two thoughts. One, I felt so many emotions during that documentary.
Me too.
I hated her. Mm-hmm. And then I hated the men who were going after her. I hated the whatever his name was.
Uh-huh.
That one guy. But then... So then by the end, something they say at the end of the documentary is she is every woman.
Yeah.
And I looked at Rim and I said, I don't know if I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But then Remini said a good point. Do you remember what you said?
I think I was kind of just saying things along the lines of, so if you haven't seen the Martha documentary, you should watch it, mm-hmm. first of all. But she's not a kind person.
She's so unlikable.
She's a pretty... mean person and mm-hmm. treats people kind of poorly, as you can see throughout.
Even kind of, she treats people extremely poorly.
Yeah, just like people think that she's a terror to work with and to be around. And so Libby was like, that's not every woman, like we're not all like that. In my mind just immediately went to, and I wonder if this is what you're talking about, but I was kind of just like, I don't think we're all like that in such an extreme way,
mm-hmm.
but we're all flawed and we've all had extreme shortcomings and have snapped at people or been rude to people at times. And for us to say,
do not disturb.
Just started buzzing again. And if you remember the last episode,
beep.
It was buzzing all throughout. But
sheesh.
If we say that we don't like her and she's horrible and she's evil and,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't represent women well, then we're kind of part of the problem of telling women who they should be
and how
they should act.
And how a woman should be.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think overall, too, like her desire for perfection was very relatable. She just acted out of that desire for perfection in a way that neither of us would ever do.
Yeah.
But it was, she just also like believed that she could attain perfection. And she believed that like, if you just had your house a certain way and like made this certain meal and had this certain party, like you could attain perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And in her eyes, like she was doing that.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was. She said something at the end that I really actually loved.
What'd she say?
She said along these lines, this isn't an exact quote, but she essentially was like, I still would prefer for things to not be imperfect. But the older that I've gotten, I've realized that it's okay if some things are. And
good for you, Martha.
Good for you, Martha. And that's gross. I relate to that also, because if I'm being 100% mm-hmm. honest with myself, I desire perfection. Mm-hmm. I want things to always be right and perfect in my life and how other people operate. I have a view of what's correct and what's right and what's perfect.
Yeah.
And I want my house to be perfect, all the things. And I don't live my life disappointed when things aren't perfect, because I know that perfection is not attainable and yeah. it's not healthy. And there's no reason that I should strive for perfection, because I'm never going to attain it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, me too, Martha. I would prefer things not be imperfect.
Yeah. And that's really fair.
Yeah.
One last thing I need to say about Martha, unless okay. you have anything to add. She went to prison, obviously. Yeah. And when she was in prison, they were reading some diary entries, and she was talking about how bad the food was and how bad like her living space was, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, well, then she better be coming out and like doing some prison reform when she yeah. gets out.
Yeah.
And we didn't see any of it. She might be doing some.
Yeah, she might be working.
But also, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they would have talked about that in the documentary.
Totally.
And I'm like, okay, so. And then she was also kind of just being like a white savior in the prison.
It was insane. If you have seen the documentary, you know about the prison part where she's literally being portrayed as a white savior.
It was
savior.
Crazy.
It turns into a cartoon, literally, and she's white and has these light beams shining off of her.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre.
It was really crazy, and she's like bringing light into this prison where it's,
everyone else in the prison like, in the cartoon is like,
no one else was white. Yeah. No one else was white. She was the one bringing in goodness.
It was
and she wasn't even supposed
so
to be
bizarre.
There. They all were supposed to be there, but she wasn't. That's the message that was being portrayed.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was crazy.
Watch it for yourself. Watch it for
yeah,
yourself.
You really should. It was really...
It's really good.
It's fun to watch with friends and talk about it.
Yeah. So anyways, we watched the Martha documentary together.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we do after that? And then we didn't see each other for a while. Libby and I ended up not being with each other on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And we didn't see each other until yesterday. And... A lot of things happened while Remedy and I were parted.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened in your life. Will you please tell us about it?
For sure. I would say the one of the crazier things that have happened to me since we've last spoken. I did hit a deer with my car.
But did you even hit it?
This is the most like Rory Gilmore I ever want to be. But the deer did, and if you know, you know, but the deer did hit me. I'm not even kidding.
And
that
I believe
deer
you.
Hit me. And it was so insane. It was one of the crazier moments of my life. So we hosted this event for my job, whatever. And it was going on until late hours of the night. So I'm driving home at like 11 p.m. on a really dark country back road, and I drive this road every day for work, but it's late at night. Moral of the story, it's dark. I'm driving, all of a sudden I see one deer cross the road.
Mm-mm.
And pretty close to me, and so I'm already having to slow down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like gosh, that was a close call. And then out of nowhere I see another one out of the right side of my eye. And the next thing I know, I swerve a little bit to the left because I'm like, oh my gosh, is that deer like, is he like really coming? Because he was kind of hesitating, like, is he going to run back or is he going to run across the street? And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? So I swerve a little bit to the left and he just runs straight into my car. And I see him go flying into the air. Not kidding. Flying into the air. And I'm like oh.
Like. My like gosh. Did he like flip backwards like to still be in front of your car, or did he go into the road, or did he go over the roof of your car?
He was never here's the thing, he was never in front of my car.
He was just to the
he
side
was only ever to the side of it.
So did he flip like off of
he
the
like,
road
hit my passenger headlight, and I saw him in the passenger window, and I
that's
was like
terrifying.
Oh my gosh. And so I kept driving a little bit until I could find a safe place to turn around. I call my friend Kara and I'm like, I just hit a deer, I don't know what to do. And so I turn around and I'm like, okay, the deer looks dead, I'm parking, let me see the damage on my car. I look at the damage on my car and I'm like, yeah, it's not awesome, but it's not horrible. And then my other friend, Gracie, pulls up because she's also coming home from this event this late at night. So she just so happens. And she's like, who's this person parked on the side of the road?
No way. And then
she was like, oh my gosh, it's Remedy. She's like literally my roommate.
No, that's scary that you were parked on the side of the road.
I know.
That could have been.
Well, I was parked on our property, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then she gets out of the car. She's like, what's going on? And I was like, look, I hit that deer. And she was like, what? And then so I get in her car and we're talking about it. We're trying to figure out what to do. We turn around. The deer is not dead. And it has moved and kind of gotten up. And it was horrible. I was having to watch it like blink slowly. It was so bad. I was texting people I knew and I was like, please come.
And
like,
you texted me and said, I have something to tell you, but I might wait for the podcast. And I'm like, can you imagine if you hadn't told me until just now?
It was so crazy.
Also, can I just say one thing? When you told me this story, I know that this isn't true, but I was picturing you and the deer like exchanging insurances. Like when you said that you drove off, I was like, huh? Like you did a hit and run? And then I realized, oh, I guess it's just a deer, so you could just keep going. Like, what are you going to do?
You're insane.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, obviously not. But then, like, I realized I was kind of surprised when you said that. And I was like, well, what was I picturing? And then I realized it's like an accident.
That, wow. Like, can I get your policy number? So stupid. But anyways, yeah, I hit a deer and I decided I'm not really going to do anything about it except try to get my headlight replaced and just keep going on with my life. But that's that. And then other than that, I got an Oura ring.
Very fun.
And I'm loving every second of it. It's
making me want one. And I can't afford it.
We can budget that for you. I think you specifically, Libby, would love this.
Dang it.
Yeah. It gives so... And it's all about balance. It literally tells you, like, you've been active today. Take a rest.
Oh, I love that.
Or it tells you, you've been resting a little bit today, but your readiness level is great. So you choose. Keep resting, or it might be fun to go do a fun activity.
Shut up.
It's amazing. And you have the option to remove the words, like, calories from the app whatsoever. So it doesn't get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's all about just doing what is actually going to be best for your body.
I love that.
Tells you if you're working too hard, if you're resting too much. I love it. It's amazing.
And it's cute. I wish it came in a different color.
It does. It comes in silver and rose gold and steel.
No, I'd probably get... What do you have, steel?
I have gold.
What? Oh. Wear it on your middle finger? Is that what you have to wear it on?
You don't... I think... Okay, I think that's a myth. I think older versions, maybe it was recommended that you wear on your pointer finger. But this is the newest version, and it has never told me I need to wear it on a specific finger.
You just like it on your middle?
I just like it on my middle, yeah.
Okay, cool.
What's anything else that's been up with me? I'm like, so on my vision board, I put running. I want to be running this year, in this new year. And so I've done that a few times, and my original intent was to run a 15K. We were going to run one together, me and Libby. And I might still do it, and I'm still training up for it and running for it. But I had a realization today while I was running, literally today while I was running. I was like, I operate as a very extreme person.
You do.
And so I just had the thought, if this training is so unenjoyable to me,
yeah,
but I like want to do the 15K so bad that I just push through the running and am not enjoying it just so I can do the 15K and then I don't run the rest of the year, that's going to feel like a loss.
Yeah.
I just want to be at a place where I'm enjoying running and it's fun, and I would rather do that
even push if it yourself.
Means I'm not necessarily ready for the 15K.
Yeah.
And then run a race later on in the year maybe. So I obviously still want to run the 15K.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling myself, like, Remedy, don't be so extreme, and you need to evaluate how this is feeling for you. And I want to continue to try to do it all year long. So don't ruin something that could be good.
Yeah, don't ruin a good
thing.
So
I'm just going to need to keep evaluating. But so far, I have been running.
Awesome. Fun. Yeah. I've also been running.
And it's you've been really running fun. Too.
I love running, and I've lost. I've lost my, I don't know. I'm always kind of running a little bit. I mean, maybe once a month max. Because if I don't plan it, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just like feeling super energetic and it's a beautiful evening and I go run. But I've been really loving it. Running in the cold is another thing that honestly, that's why my throat is kind of sore right now.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love.
You like
raspy
the
raspy voice. But yeah.
Okay. Yay. And Lib is for sure going to do the 15K.
I'm for sure. I haven't signed up. But I'm going to do it.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I haven't. Okay. The price changes at the end of the month, so.
So we haven't.
I'm not too stressed, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling excited.
Fun.
Last
thing I'll say that I've been up to is that I did start unintentionally eating an animal-based diet, which is meat and dairy and egg, like animal products, but then also fruit to get in some fiber, to get in some carbs. And I have been loving it.
Awesome.
And I posted this on my story, and I want you to try it before what? You leave. But the date with butter and sea
yummy.
Salt.
I love dates.
It's so good.
Oh, please. I would love to have one.
Everyone needs to try it. It is such a decadent, rich flavor like I've never experienced before. Yeah. I'm addicted.
That's so awesome.
I'm going to have you try it before you leave.
I love a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She. Did you hear that, boys?
She loves a date. I love it. In Israel, me and Ellie would put, we would grab the dates from the buffet and take like six back to our hotel room.
So good.
I wish I'd had more.
Okay, well, Lib, what has been going on with you, girl?
I, on Saturday, went to bingo for the first time.
Fun. Wait, did you guys win?
No, it's so hard to win. There was a lot going on, but it was so fun. There was a big group of us, and it's us, and then everyone else, you know, just like lives at bingo. There's an entire closed off room for people who want to smoke. It is like such a vibe. And I loved it. And Chastity was joking about going for her birthday. And I was like, honestly, that's such a good idea.
That's so fun.
Because it was like $10 for everything.
Yeah.
Did that. Went bowling. So I love bowling. And I won bowling.
She won.
Yay! Which is hilarious. So because I didn't think I was. Like, I really thought someone else was winning the whole time. And then it was like the second to last round. And they were like, Libby, like, because I was like, oh, you got this. You're going to win. And they were like, Libby, you're going to win. And I said, huh? I still don't really understand how it happened. So anyways, I have maybe won. I don't remember whoever wins. I always just have so much fun bowling. Yeah. It doesn't matter who wins. You still have so much fun. Honestly, that's one of the things I love about bowling is it's one of those games you can play where you have so much fun regardless. I try to have fun even when I'm not winning things, but it's hard.
I have to tell you a really funny story about bowling.
Tell me.
Off air.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess I'll tell you now and we can just edit it out.
So crazy. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about is me and some friends had our second annual that's a growl.
I'm clearing my throat. I know. Experiencing the throat thing too.
Oh no. Sexy raspy voice. Me and some friends had our second annual top 10 book party. So we all make a PowerPoint with our top 10 books of the year, and then our friend Ellie puts it all together, and then we go down. And I know that might sound boring to a lot of people, but that's my idea of fun, baby.
Love it.
It was so much fun. I love sharing my top 10 books. I love talking about books. And it's always funny because my list normally looks pretty different from my friends, and especially my top 3 books. Pretty much all of them I said, I don't think any of you guys would like these, but I loved them. But speaking of books, Remedy joined book club and she came to her first book club on Monday.
I did, and it felt so mid-20s of me.
I know you said that on Instagram. It made me laugh.
Yeah. I feel like that's just what girls do in their mid-20s. They're like, I'm going to book club.
Going to book club. Yeah. What do you think?
I loved it. It was so fun. This is the thing about me. When I get in a little bit of a reading kick, I really do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can just put a book down for a long time and then not pick one up again for a really long time. But then I start reading again and I'm like, oh, wait, there's something about it, having a book and you like the cover of the book and you're sitting on the...
It's a whole aesthetic.
It's an aesthetic for real. And it's like, you can just romanticize reading books. And then when you finish one, it almost gives you endorphins and you want to immediately get on Goodreads and say that you finished it. And then you want to immediately start a new one. Mm-hmm. And like, you obviously understand that.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, welcome to literally what fuels me.
Welcome to my drug.
Literally my addiction.
So I think book club will be good because I will at least consistently.
You'll have a book a month, basically.
Have a book a month. But like that book, I finished it in just a few days. And so I'm like, I should just always be reading a book maybe. But since book club, which was on Monday night, I didn't read Monday night or Tuesday night.
That's okay.
And so I need to get back into it. But mm-hmm. I've been thinking, I can read at least 2 books a month. My book club book
mm-hmm.
and another one in between.
Yeah.
But I got a library card.
Yay!
And that's a whole other aspect. I'm just like, I'm wanting to go to the library and check out so many books.
I'm loving. I need to go to the library with you. That's
yes,
so fun.
Yes, we need to go to the library. So fun. And I asked Libby to make a list of books that she thinks that I should read.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But do you want to talk about what your favorite books were of the year?
Sure. Let me think. I'm like, again, I don't know if I'd recommend a ton of them.
That's
it's so
okay.
hard. A book that I loved last year.
I'm
I'll say this.
Why though? Like, why do you think you're so special that you're the only person that's gonna like the book?
I'm not so special. Okay. I have a whole spiel about reading.
Okay, great.
And that's why I'm really excited to talk about this today. I feel really strongly about reading books that you actually like mm-hmm. and the timing of books.
Okay.
And finding books that you like figuring out what the kind of book that you like is.
Okay.
So the reason I say no one's going to like this, but the girls who I was at that party with,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of their book tastes, even just based off of their top 10 books, which I'd read a lot of them. So I know what those are. And they just have different tastes than me.
Okay, yeah.
And there were books that they loved that I didn't love. And that doesn't make the book bad. It just is more their taste or the timing in which they read it was good. There are times when I'm reading a book that, honestly, I think I could have loved. But I put it down a bunch or it was just like not a good time and I couldn't get into it.
Okay.
And it's just the timing. So my favorite kind of book is a character-driven book. Do you know much about like character driven versus plot driven?
Only based off of what I can infer.
Totally.
Based off of what they're called.
But
explain it a little bit more.
Okay. Because I also like I have my little book podcast I listen to from the front porch. Uh-huh. And I just feel like I've learned a lot about like the language of books. So even saying that, I'm like, is that common knowledge? Am I being like annoying, being like, do you know what that is? Or is that actually something that maybe people don't know? So plot driven is what most people read and what a lot of people go to because those are probably the more popular books. Mm-hmm. But then if they don't like them, then they're like, I don't like to read. So plot driven is a book that maybe is really fast paced and a lot is happening. So there is a plot, kind of like a movie. So think of a movie like Miss Congeniality. Okay. There is a plot in Miss Congeniality. Mm-hmm. There are fun characters that you love, but there is a plot that is happening.
Yeah.
Think of a movie like, I'm trying to think, Lady Bird. Lady Bird is character driven.
Okay.
Can you even tell me what happened? Have you seen Lady Bird?
No.
Oh my gosh. Dang it. Movies wasn't the best comparison.
I know. I've also never seen a movie.
Yeah. Okay. Says the girl who has an AMC subscription.
I am
membership.
Subscribed.
Oh my
I
gosh.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for the people who have seen Lady Bird, that's character driven. Because
From what I know about it, yeah, it is.
Nothing happens. I mean, that's not true. Things happen, but it's not like there's this big leading plot where it's all leading up to this one thing and there's a climax. You're getting to know the characters. There's probably a lot of character development. So things do happen that cause the characters to think and feel things and maybe change, but there's not a ton of action. So a lot of people don't, I would say character-driven books are less popular
mm-hmm.
among mainstream because they're not as fast-moving and they can seem boring.
Okay.
So my number one book of the year and my number three were both by the same author, Claire Lombardo. They're both, one was five, they were both about 600 pages.
Okay.
Which is really long. Mm-hmm. They're big books. And nothing really happened. One was about this woman and her son and basically her life growing up and her being a mother. And the other one was about a family and they had four daughters. And it was about all the girls and all these things. And I could tell you what happens, yeah. But I loved it because I loved the characters. Mm-hmm. For example, Fourth Wing is a really popular book. Uh-huh. And I hated it because I could not be connected to the characters at all. Like, I was not connected to them. And I can get behind, I love characters that are unlikable. They don't have to be likable, but I just have to feel some kind of connection to them. And okay. I feel like the girl in Fourth Wing literally has no personality. So I'm like, I don't care. I just like, don't care what happens to you. So I didn't pick up the second book.
Yeah.
So anyways, all that to say, I mean, that was a lot, but I like character-driven books.
Okay.
So I feel like a lot of my favorite kinds of books, I know a lot of my friends don't like them because a lot of my friends like plot-driven.
Okay.
Or maybe like a lighter-hearted book that isn't so emotional and like thought-provoking.
Yeah.
So I also, another thing that I have to say about reading, I'm probably talking fast because I'm getting excited. So sorry. Another thing I have to say is so many people say, I don't like reading. And I know you said this, I think we might have cut it. But Remedy did say at some point last week, we were talking about goals and things, and she was saying she wanted to read more. And she was saying, I just feel like people who read act like they're just better than everyone else. And I'm like, one, I don't even have anything else to say to that. I'm just like,
that's it.
I totally agree that like you could feel that way. But it's also like, I read because it's fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me any smarter. I mean, I'm not reading books that make me smarter. Yeah. I'm reading fun books.
Yeah.
And books that honestly, I like reading because it gives me perspective into people's lives that are probably different than mine. Mm-hmm. And different personalities. And so that's why I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm all about people just finding the book that you love.
Yeah.
All this to say, Remedy, my first question for you today, mm-hmm. is what are some books that you have enjoyed that you loved finishing it or you loved the experience reading it?
Okay.
Because that will help me know what to recommend for you.
That's a great question. Let me think about this. Again, I feel like I've read like four books. Well, this is the thing. Growing up, I was a reader. In kindergarten, I read at a fifth grade reading level. I taught my classmates to read. I got a newspaper feature because of it.
No way.
Like, yes, we thought I was going to go on to be like being prodigy. And then I stopped in high school or in college probably. Let me look at this. Here's also the thing, the difference between me and Libby. Like, I do read a lot of nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. I used to.
But, and I want to be able to continually read nonfiction books because it's good for me to learn from books in that way. But stories, okay, I loved the Family of Liars books.
Yeah. Okay, or I was about
to say.
I actually
think I just read the first one. I read the second one. I think copy? Yes, that is your copy. And I've
been wondering, it's literally sitting on your bookshelf being displayed. I've been looking for that, Remedy. That's also my copy of More Than Maybe.
Oh, wait. Well, Ellie gave me that.
Oh, maybe it's not. Never mind.
And then that's also your copy of House on Mango this time tomorrow. I ended up buying.
Okay, can I say, so Remedy is talking about a book called We Were Liars and then the prequel, Family of Liars. And I was going to ask you about that because that's a book that I recommend to people right off the bat. If they're like interested in reading, but they don't know what to read, or if they're like, I just need a quick, easy book.
Yeah.
We Were Liars. I read that on a plane ride. Like, I'm not a quick reader either, but it's so easy mm-hmm. and it hooks you. And it's like an excellent book.
It is. It's really
the ending is crazy.
The ending was really.
That's always really that's crazy. A good gateway. That's a good gateway book.
Which
for
is
me.
Why you gave it to me.
Yeah.
And then other than that, let's see. I like little rom-com books. Like I really liked the Summer I Turned Pretty. Okay. Books. I obviously the most like enjoyable experience reading book for me was the Harry Potter series.
Which that's awesome.
And let's see what else. This Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
Mm-hmm. You liked it?
I liked the first half and they couldn't put the first half down. And then, like you were saying, I put it down for a little bit, and then it was harder for me to pick it back up. I did end up finishing it, but the second half I was so much less engaged. Mm-hmm. So I've wondered, like, do I like mystery books with plot twists? Mm-hmm. I do think I do. I think if there's a plot twist coming up, it makes me want to keep reading the book.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I also just like love, I do think I probably am plot driven.
Yeah, I would say so.
But I also don't really know if I've read a ton of character driven books. So who knows?
I
loved This Is Different, but Hinds Feet on High Places.
Great book. Yeah. But that's nonfiction. I mean, that's fiction.
So it doesn't count.
But it's not. That's not a fun book.
No, it is not fun in the slightest.
It's an awesome book.
So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Okay. And I see that you have Fourth Wing over there. Did you ever read it?
No.
Whose copy is that?
It's mine.
Oh, why'd you buy it?
I literally bought it because Lance told me to.
Were you just feeling hopeful?
Yeah, I thought I was going to read it. Didn't read it.
That's, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could try it. It's not one I'm going to recommend.
Okay, great.
Okay, really noted when you said that you liked like thrillers and like quick paced. Uh-huh. I have the perfect book for you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't own it, so I cannot lend it to you. The library might have it though.
Okay.
The first book I'm going to tell you is The Au Pair by Emma Rouse.
The Au Pair. Speaking of.
I know.
Okay.
Do you see it? I also like can send these to you
I'm
afterwards.
I'm typing it on my notes app, even though I should get it on Goodreads.
And probably, also, it's right? Like I have these written down. I can show you afterwards. So just don't even worry about it.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's me, Remedy. And it is days later. I'm editing the podcast. We realized while we were recording the first time that my microphone got turned off. When I decided I needed to lay down, I accidentally turned it off. And so for the next 14 minutes, you're not really going to hear my voice. You can kind of hear it a little bit, but no worries. I don't say anything of sustenance anyways. It's mainly Libby talking. But just wanted to go ahead and give you guys a heads up. One day we will get it figured out entirely, and it will be something enjoyable for you to listen to, but for the next 14 minutes, sorry, you guys. Okay, I just wanted to get on and say that right now. Bye.
So The Au Pair is another book that I read super fast. I read it in a season when I was reading a lot of really heavy nonfiction books, and I didn't really have time to get into a book, and it was perfect. Like, I was sucked in. I told Chastity to read it. We were at the library and I handed it to her so that I know that they have it. And it was a gateway book. It's another gateway book into being like, I need to pick up another book right now. Because you're right, like that feeling of finishing a book and being like, oh, I want to read another one. Like, yeah. I want that feeling again. Yeah. And a lot of times I think people have that feeling and then they don't know where to go next, or they don't know their personal taste enough to even like begin looking. And so then they just stop, and then they don't read again until the next, like, something is recommended to them or there's something really popular. So The Au Pair, and she also has a book called The Perfect Guests, Perfect Guest. Great. The Au Pair is like, is better, but The Perfect Guest is also awesome.
Okay, great.
Okay. You said that you liked The Summer I Turned Pretty. Have you ever read To All the Boys I Loved Before?
No.
By her? Who is it? Jenny Han. But you've seen the movies?
Seen some of the movies, I think.
Okay. I think that those are really sweet books to read around Valentine's. They're really fun.
Okay, great.
I don't think I own them, which is sad, but the library, I think, has them, and maybe someone we know owns them, whatever. Those are just really fun. Like, same feeling, but you read them in the winter.
Love.
You could read them whatever, but they're just cutie Valentine's. Yeah. And same author, same vibe. I could also give you some fun rom-coms, but I don't know. I'm not the best rom-com recommender.
Okay, great. That's fine.
A book, another gateway book. This is a huge one that I'm about to read, is Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, yes. I've been told countless times I need to read that.
And probably. It is so easy. I just finished watching the series for the second time, or maybe third time. I can't remember. And I'm about to read the book again because, one, I just love Taylor Jenkins Reid so much. So honestly, I'd recommend anything by her, like most anything. And she's about to come out with a new book this summer, which is really exciting. So exactly. It's in June, Atmosphere. Wow. Don't really know what it's about, but Daisy Jones and the Six, it's told in like a interview style. So it's the narrator is like doing a documentary. And so it's all just interviews. And so the things that I always tell people is I didn't read this book for a while because I thought it was going to be like really inappropriate because of the content matter of a rock band in the 70s, like 60s and 70s. But it's like all this crazy stuff is happening, but they're just like mentioning it because they're talking. Nothing's described. Yeah. It's like I did all these drugs and then you move on, you know, nothing's crazy. This book was so good that when I was finishing it for the first time, I was invited to go hang out with friends at True Vine. And I said, no, I want to stay home to finish this book. And I stayed home and finished this book. Like, that's how good it was. I wanted to stay home on a Friday night and not hang out with friends.
Okay, amazing.
Highly recommend.
I will say, that is a disclaimer. I'm really sensitive to explicit content.
Uh-huh.
I don't do well with it.
I know. I don't think that, honestly, maybe I should read it again and let you know. But I really do think it's so, like, it's not descriptive that it doesn't feel like you're entering into that world. It feels like you're just, like, watching a documentary about these people talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's not as much.
Okay.
But let me read it and I'll let you know. Great. The show was much worse.
That's how I felt, honestly, with Bright Young Woman.
Mm.
Which was a book.
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely...
It was so explicit.
You thought that was super explicit?
It was explicit, yes.
This is how I felt about it as I was reading. I was like, oh gosh, eesh, oof.
Yeah.
But it also felt short.
Yeah.
When it was explicit, it was like one sentence.
Yeah, that's true. So it just gave a lot of details that were like, ooh, which is, you're supposed to feel that way.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to think of something like that book. I can't think of anything right now. I have two books that are questionable. Based on what you just told me.
Okay.
I will say maybe I'm not sensitive to that kind of stuff because I do end up reading a lot of books that maybe doesn't make sense that I'm reading based off of the content. But two books that are so awesome that are great when listened to together. They're both good audiobooks. Do you like audiobooks?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can get them from the library.
Sometimes I don't feel like, is it cheating?
No. My dad, I was on the phone with him yesterday and he was so shocked that I had read 93 books last year. And he was like, none of those were audiobooks, right? And I was like, no, probably 40% of that was audiobooks. I mean, yeah, for sure 40 or more percent. Like, no way would I get to that many.
Yeah.
Not doing audiobooks, it for sure counts. Because you're listening to it, you're absorbing it.
Yeah.
Educated. You read it?
I've never read it, but I've heard about it. Thought about reading it once.
And I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah, that one scares me.
I think that those are both really good.
Okay.
I put We Were Liars, or if she hasn't, The Au Pair, funny. I said both of those already. Okay, this is a book that I feel like is also a gateway, but sometimes people read this and they never read again, is The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah.
Okay.
You ever heard of it? It's a lot of people have read it. Like, it's a very popular book for people to read who aren't readers. It's historical fiction, these two sisters in World War II in France.
Wow.
I'm like one of the thousands of books about that exact same thing. So it kind of, like, if you want to read historical fiction, that's kind of all you, about World War II. That's all I need.
Okay.
Some people can read every book about World War II there ever was, and that's like, that's their genre. And I think that's what I thought, like, those are the kind of books I was supposed to like because it seemed like those are the kind of books everyone was reading for a while.
Yeah.
It was just like historical fiction, World War II.
That
and doesn't then
seem like anything I would be interested
no. in. And then I realized like this isn't my genre and that's okay. I like historical fiction, but not that time period.
Yeah.
I like historical fiction kind of just like set in different times of like the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, but it's like not about a war anyways.
Yeah.
But it's a really good book.
Okay.
It'll have you crying. And it's really long. And I just think that's a good, and I own it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Those are my main, and I have said it and I'll say it again, gateway books. My gateway book was Harry Potter. Okay. I have never really been a reader. I like can remember a few books throughout high school. Have you ever read the Selection series?
No.
Oh my gosh. I read the Selection series in middle school and high school when they were coming out, and that was the last time I had remembered like loving a book so much. It's young adult, so it's kind of like To All the Boys or The Summer I Turned Pretty, where it's like really, it's like you feel like you're a little teenager, which is kind of fun. And it's basically Hunger Games / The Bachelor. America is not America anymore, and it's a monarchy, and so there's a king and queen and prince. And the prince, and there's a caste system. But it's not that deep. But there's a caste system. And the prince, they have this, like, basically The Bachelor, where all these girls come to, like, find out who he's going to marry. And this girl is in one of the lowest castes. And she gets chosen and goes. And it's, like, her whole story. And there's three books about the whole story. Kind of, yeah. But it is so good. And that, again, that's another good gateway to be like, I love reading. I want to go read my book. Like, that's a book that you'll be like, I'm going to go to my room. I really got to read this. So like you're going to bring it places. I own the whole thing so you can borrow.
Okay, perfect.
So I wasn't really a reader. And in college, I was reading a lot of nonfiction. And then this January of my senior year, 2020, great timing.
Yeah.
Seriously, great timing to start reading. I started reading Harry Potter for the first time. I'd loved the movies. I'd seen them a million times, but I had never read them. And so I finally asked for all of the books, got them for Christmas. And read all of them. It was a really sweet memory, honestly, reading them the last semester of college. And then I finished them when it was COVID and I was still living in Waco. And I remember like at sing practice being on stage while we're doing like a dress rehearsal and I'm sitting there reading Harry Potter. Like it was such a sweet memory. And then honestly, Harry Potter was the gateway for me to become a reader because then after that, I really haven't stopped reading.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It
all started with Harry Potter, and I just finished it for the third time a couple weeks ago. So, but it's hard because it's like then you finish Harry Potter, and it doesn't really help you at all know what kind of books you like because it's so unique, and I don't like fantasy, but it's just...
And it's so amazing. It's just like...
It's so unique. It's its own genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, genre.
Genre.
Genre. So, those are my main suggestions. I could give you so many more. I also think you need to just start somewhere and then be like, oh, I really liked this part of this book. I like that it was fast paced, yeah. Or I like this character. I like that there were good side characters, you know, things like that. And then we'll continue to discuss. And I feel like we'll be able to find you some books that you love.
Okay.
And then once you find out your own vibes and your own taste, you're on your own, baby. You're flying from the nest. I'm really excited. I hope it keeps up. Yeah. It's okay if not, but it would be fun if it did.
Yeah, it would be so fun.
I do highly recommend Bright Young Women to anyone.
Yeah.
It is, for sure some trigger warnings there, but excellent, important book. Important. Yeah.
And here's what I'll say. Essentially, the concept is just like, you explain really quickly what the concept is, and then I'm going to say something really quickly.
Okay. So basically, it's not like a story about Ted Bundy, but it basically is. Mm-hmm. And it's from a woman's perspective, a friend of one of the girls who died. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all it is. Like, there's a lot that's going on,
yeah. But
it's told from her perspective, which is very different because most everything about Ted Bundy is highlighting him and being like, he was so charming and all the women loved him. And this book was like, no, he was super awkward and that made people feel uncomfortable and they felt bad for him. And that's why these girls were going out with him. He gave them an icky feeling and they ignored the icky feeling.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I mean, I was pissed off. I was pissed off for 4 days as I was reading it. So I had to finish it. I was mad. We were at a coffee shop and I was reading it and a guy walked up to us and was like saying hi. And I was so rude to him. I was so rude because I was like, I can't be doing this right now. I can't be like, I'm the things I'm reading, you need to walk away. I was so mad. So good. So good. Okay.
Well, okay, perfect. Awesome, wonderful. Yay, yippee, woohoo. We just realized that my mic has been off.
For 10 minutes.
A lot of the time that we've been recording, so.
So anyways, so Remedy, I want to hear your thoughts on the book.
Okay, so now that my mic's back on, I also really loved the book, Bright Young Women.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit apprehensive going into it, knowing that it was about what Libby just said.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily apprehensive, but I was just like kind of wondering like, okay, is this going to be all about like women rule the world and are the best and like men are inferior? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I thought it was just going to flip the script. And I just don't think that the solution ever is flipping the script.
Yeah.
And so that's why you don't hear me talking a ton about women and men gender roles because of that reason. But after reading it, I was like, that was amazing. And actually, it's so true. And it is pretty sickening the way that Ted Bundy then was glorified and now is still somehow being glorified when he's talked about and with current documentaries being released.
Being played by Zac Efron. I can't.
It's pretty crazy. And so it is a book that I recommend a lot of people read, even though it's kind of crazy, just to be aware of the fact that like this actually is kind of happening all the time. Let's figure this out.
Okay, and the reason it's called what it is, I feel like maybe I don't think this is ruining anything. You all, I mean, you go into the book knowing how it's gonna end.
Yeah.
The reason it's called what it is because at the end of the trial, the judge had like a little speech. I'm sure there's a fancy name for it to Ted Bundy. And what he said, he was like basically saying all these kind of like good things about him.
Yeah. He was like, he's literally just like, it's a shame to see such a character be locked up.
Yeah. Because he murdered so many people. But then he's like, and he called him a bright young man. And that's why the book is called Bright Young Women, because he like went after women who he felt inferior to, who were like had really bright futures, and he didn't, he couldn't graduate, he couldn't like do anything.
Yeah.
He wasn't very smart. So he felt jealous of these girls, so he killed them.
He killed them.
So it's crazy that the judge was, just because he's this kind of good looking guy who can kind of like talk well.
Yeah. Anyways. It was pretty insane. So anyways, books. Hot girls read.
True. I set my book goal. Oh, what did you set your book goal for?
I set it for 15, but okay. Because that's like realistic considering I read 12 last year.
Yeah.
But I'm wanting to go above and beyond it.
So and we'll it's see a, if I yeah. And it's like if you get to 15, that's, you're going to be so proud of yourself. And if you surpass it, you're going to be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's good to do an attainable goal.
Yeah.
No reason to feel shame, you know, if you don't get to, you know, like 25 because you were wanting to.
Yeah. My goal is 15. What'd you set your goal to?
90. I read 93 last year and my goal was 85. And so I'm doing 90 just because... Honestly, I read a lot of books last year that I didn't really like.
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to focus on reading books that I actually like.
Yeah.
And a lot of books I actually like kind of take longer to read.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be okay. Honestly, I'll be okay if I don't meet my... honestly, if I'm not about to meet my goal, I might just like lower it. For real. Because like I want to meet my goal. I'm about to say I'm okay. That's not true. I have to meet my goal. But... I'm also, I feel absolutely no shame changing it to 80 or 70.
For sure.
But I will at least be reading 85.
I work with a girl who read 150.
That's crazy.
That, like, and I think she is the type who I'm like, she is really actually reading a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? She reads like 3 books a day.
Okay. I have a tip about reading.
Okay.
Because you were saying that you had finished the book and loved it, but you hadn't picked up a book since. A reason that I am able to read as much as I am is because you kind of said this the other day when we were chatting about reading. Reading doesn't have to be sitting down for 3 hours reading a book.
Yeah.
It can be, I have 15 minutes before I leave my house, so I'm going to sit and read instead of looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And like over the break, I didn't do well at that. I was looking at my phone a lot more, but recently now I'm reading a book that I like. And so it's easier to be like, I'll just read this for 10 minutes. And honestly, that's why I love my Kindle, because it tells me how much time I have left in the chapter.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice to be like, oh, I can finish this chapter in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Done. But always bringing a book with you everywhere, for real, because I'm sitting waiting for something. I'm in my car waiting for something I'm reading. But just reading those little pockets of time.
Yeah.
Change everything, because I end up reading so much more than if I had waited. I mean, the amount of time I get to sit down and actually just like read for hours.
Yeah.
Not often. So.
And then I also feel like it might be helpful maybe for me to be reading multiple books at once.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. That's a tactic. I mean, that's a strategy for sure.
Okay.
Abigail did that for a while when she was really trying to like get out of a book slump and read a lot more. She would dual read. I don't know if that's what you call it, but like a chapter and then switch a book for a chapter and then switch a book. So especially if you're reading a book that you don't super love.
Yeah.
But also it's like if you're reading a book you don't super love, like you can just not read
it. Yeah, you don't
just
have to finish it.
Yeah. I feel no shame about not finishing books. The amount of books I start and don't finish.
Amazing.
So many. That's kind of it. I feel like my vision board has been really helpful.
Mine too.
It's hanging next to Remedy's door, and I love that.
I noticed.
It is crooked, which is kind of fun. Quirky. Mine's in my journal, closed in my journal, but I also made a mood board for January, like I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't set goals, but I just kind of set like, okay, this is what I want to be doing. And I've already done so many specific things on there because I like said I wanted to do them.
Wow, that's amazing. Like what?
Like one of them was like this picture of this little hand, like little baby hand and a hand holding it. And I was like, I want to snuggle with my babies. And I've hung out with one of my babies a lot recently. One of them is running. And you can do hard things and like a little Pilates kick. I used some of the ones that you had had left over from yours. And I've been running and doing little Pilates kicks. And one was a picture of these girls and what looked like Truvine playing cards. I put that because maybe for your birthday, but also I just wanted to. And we went to Truvine the other day.
Wow.
And we were playing cards and I was like,
that's amazing.
So I really feel like I'm kind of. It's fun to be more, I don't know, intentional about like, this is how I want this month to go. So this is what I need to do for this month to feel the way I want it to feel.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not in my control, but there are things I can do.
Yeah.
If I want to have fun memories with friends, I got to go out and make fun memories with friends.
Amen, sister.
Speaking of which, nope, I can't say that either.
What?
I'm going to talk about the wedding this weekend. I'm like, all this is going to be past tense.
Yeah, but we might not ever talk about it.
Oh.
Should we go back to every week, y'all?
Part of me feels like we should.
Ugh.
Okay, Remedy, this has been too much.
It's been absolutely too much, Libby. And so I think we need to go. And also, there's a huge truck outside making a lot of noise. And sorry if you heard it.
Sorry.
And you didn't hear my voice because my mic was off.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was too much.
Seriously, thanks for sticking with us through that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.